This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're speaking once again with our good friend Gordon Patterson. He is a professor of history at the School of Arts and Communications. He's also the historian for the university.
Again, a great honor and a privilege to be here. I was hired by Jerry Cooper and Jim Stoms.
Florida Tech, as you may know, is celebrating its 60th anniversary. And so in light of that, Evans Library here on campus does a series of after-hours programs. They're free and open to the public, and they usually have a topic of something that is very interesting. And this time, we're going to have one that talks a little bit about the future. If you would like to come down on Friday, September 28th at 6:30 p.m. at the Evans Library, you'll have an opportunity to hear some very good predictions, I guess, of what the future is going to be like. So, Gordon, tell us a little bit about what prompted this and what the night is going to entail.
Well, the evening is entitled 2058, A Look into the Future. Our librarians, and they're a brilliant crew, Nancy Garmner and Linda Kahn, thought 40 years from now, our university will celebrate its centenary, its 100th year. And they wondered what kinds of things would be happening in science and technology and literature and art in or the world of 2058. And by accident one day, Nancy Garmner was reading the shelves and she came on a book that had been published in 1968 that was entitled Toward the Year 2018 by the Foreign Policy Association. 13 scientists, engineers, and technologists speculated about things that were going to be happening in 2018. We don't have the gravity belts that they predicted, and we are not flying around in carmobiles. But some of the things they said were interesting. So what Nancy and Linda at the library decided is that let's get some folks together. And the audience, the participants, were critical. So my colleagues, Steve Lazarus, who's a professor of ocean engineering and truly an ecologist, and Keith Gallagher, who's a professor in our software engineering program, Joel Olston, who's a chemist, and Hamid Rasool, who was formerly our dean of the College of Science, but now is a professor of space physics and space sciences, are going to talk about some of the things they think that are on the horizon. I think that the discussion really is going to be punctuated by the question of how many of us are going to be around. Earlier this afternoon, I was looking at some notes and we didn't have as a human population on this planet, we didn't reach a billion until 1800. And it took another 127 years to 1927 to get to 2 billion. By 2000, we were 6 billion. Today, we're 7.6 billion. And by 2058, the estimate is there'll be 10.1 billion people on this planet. If we're going to live together peaceably, healthy, environmentally sound place, we're going to have to think seriously about what we do and how we do it. As Arthur C. Clarke once said, has any people ever thought so much about the future? And it's kind of ironic in that we may not have one unless we think very carefully and take actions which are helpful to one another. So we'll talk about that. I've suggested to my colleagues that they make up a top five list that they think are on the horizon. At the very least, we're going to make some predictions and write down some notes, which will give the people in 2058 something to chuckle about when they look at us. I was looking in 1962, and I found a memo from Decca Records that said that they didn't want to handle this group called the Beatles because guitar music was going out of style. I expect we'll say some things that will seem equally arcane.
All right. Well, we hope everyone will come out. It is free and open to the public. September 28th, 6:30 p.m. at the Evans Library right here on the Florida Tech campus. Gordon, thanks so much for coming in.
Always a pleasure.